John, tell me why 2011 could be the year of these 12 catastrophes.
It's the year of the tipping point. It's the year that we really start seeing the first clang or two of alarm bells that really plunge us towards the 2020s with the threat of our civilization not being sustainable. This is the year that we get the 7 billionth child who is hungry, who is mostly born in the impoverished areas of the world, who wants a piece of the pie, who wants this is also the year that we're seeing the great cycle in astrology of the ages of growing middle classes struggling against new aristocracies happens every 248 years. Last time it happened was with the aristocracies of Europe and the emerging middle classes of Europe and the American colonies. Now those are in a midlife crisis, and we see middle class movements becoming global in 2011 in a major way. The problem with that is, and of course there is also a CEO oligarchy, a new form of aristocracy, which is corporate rather than blue bloods from so far back. Now you have this thing that nobody prepared for. Who's going to build make the cement for the 500 skyscrapers a year that China's building and the hundreds that that South Korea are growing, that Indonesia are building, that India will build? Who's going to farm the high-end, low-yield, high-energy livestock industries that are going to feed the more affluent middle classes that are literally, in every so many years, dropping us, the population of the United States burdening the world's resources every several years as more and more. And in a way, it's wonderful that people are attaining more affluence because, like us, who are now a middle class in its midlife crisis, that led to a lot of revolutions and innovations and things that were wonderful. And I foresee a similar thing can happen for this global phenomenon of middle class, which is really coming to its head here in 2011 with its hopes as well as its challenges, because at the moment, the way we do things cannot sustain the prosperity that is spreading over the world. So we have to rethink that. The disaster, in a way, the disasters that are happening, the rising. You know, I was writing before Libya came into the picture,
sure.
Before the Arab.
Before Egypt.
Yeah, and Egypt and Libya and the Arabs revolutions, I was writing that you would see the rise of fuel as a key factor in the economic crisis of 2011. Now, you remember years back I predicted the Great Recession and said that there was a two-year probation that would end around October of 2010. That would enter us into a new aperture opening of potentials in history where we could have a second recession or deeper depression even based on between October through the middle of this year based on a strange source, that is oil prices and devaluing petrodollar.
And it's happening.
It's happening. I wish it wasn't. I wish I was wrong. But these are warnings. We can all talk about how wonderful it is to finally get bin Laden. But the real discourse that needs to happen all over the world is a whole rethink of how we do economy, how we set standards for pricing, how we set standards for speculation on commodities. Because most of the price of oil is not even the value of the oil. It's probably more down to $72 a barrel, not where it is now. That's pure runaway casino economic speculation that no government is seriously, or even other industries are seriously trying to moderate. That has to happen, or there will be an economic depression. Perhaps the depression must come so that people will finally do it. I hope that's not the route we have to go. through, but, you know, ultimately there's good even in these disasters, this year of disasters, this year of alarm bells saying, stop what you're doing, change. Because you're going to see what's happening in the Middle East over food spread to other regions. There's going to be rebellion all over. And hopefully that clarion call of we can't survive with these prices maybe may make people vote for leaders and maybe make the leaders start looking at ways to change the system.
Let's go to John in St. Louis. John, you're up with John Hogue. Hi, John.
Hi, good evening. John, I appreciate your work. I've been listening to you since you were on our show back in the start of the coast. What do you see for the significance of the date 11-11-11, November 11th, 2011?
No. November 11, 2001.
2011. 11-11-11.
Yes, well, it is a concern of mine that if this is the 10-year anniversary of 9-1-1, and if Osama bin Laden is dead, and if they're really, if Al-Qaeda is the way I usually sense they are, they're not going to jump the gun. We're expecting them to hit us. They're not going to do that. They're going to play with the numbers, as they often do. And 11-11-01, also the other important date is 11-9, November 9th, because that was when he released the famous tape where he intimated he was involved in 2001 with the attack on World Trade Center.
After denials. Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that he had the tape dated 11/9, backwards of 9/11, mm-hmm. or as the Europeans would have done, it would have been 11/9 in the European style calendar. So it's important to follow the numbers, and unfortunately I've been rather accurate on this in the last several years, predicting that there would be an attack perhaps in India in November of 2008.
It happened.
Playing the numbers. So, of course, 9/11, everybody's expecting something. My feeling has always been that Al-Qaeda's back is broken. They gave it their best shot in 2001. They've never quite recovered, but remember that in bin Laden's, one of his last messages to the world several months ago was this idea of a thousand slashes. The campaign of a thousand slashes could take down America. And that means he gave an order for all these lone wolf people to just go out and do whatever they were going to do. And I've always been concerned that there would be something like a mall attack or a subway attack or small-scale mayhem that, if done in a thousand places, as bin Laden warned, that would have as big an impact as some big dramatic thing like 9/11.
Absolutely. All done at the same time, John.
Yeah, or at least, actually not. Actually, it's worse if it's, you see, terror's main weapon is to keep you afraid. So I don't think it's that organized.